7, the doors open at 6.
So as people go in the PAC Center, we could have a table there and get more signatures if we wanted. That's optional. We have to get workers to do it, though, in order for us to set it up out there. You know, talk about it.
Yeah. Next Tuesday night, the Leadership and Nonprofits Organization is having a speaker come in. His name is Michelle Checkowene. And I don't know if you guys have heard about him. They have all the posters up. I hope you guys have seen the posters. And he is a child, what is it called? Like a child
soldier
from Guatemala, maybe. And he is going to be speaking at 8 o'clock at the PAC. There's a YouTube video. If you guys check out the posters and type in his name on YouTube, there's a really cool YouTube video on it. So I would say check that out. It gives you goosebumps every time you see it. But they're trying to get like 800 to 1,000 people there in the PAC. So come check it out. It's free. You don't need tickets or anything. Bring your friends. It's going to be really, really cool. And so what you guys are doing is having the thing set up before that from 6 to 7.
Where we can get signings. And then we can have the forms out for SNEA and regarding.
What day is this?
It's the 25th. Next Tuesday, and it starts at 7 p.m. And it's in the PAC Center.
And what time would we start?
We should get there, I'd say 6:15. The doors open at 6 to 6 for the,
okay.
Or maybe a little before, so we can set it up. And
do you think anybody would sign up afterward, or do people just kind of wait?
Yeah,
it's late.
We didn't catch people very well, so just before then. So.
If we set up a table, is there anyone that would want to help get signatures?
I can't do it alone, but
I'll do
because
it.
I can't have them actually sign, but I can help, though.
You would.
Sorry. I'm going to be at the PAC.
Karen, yep. Do you still have the signs, the posters?
Yep, I have posters.
Okay.
Has everyone signed it who's has signed it before?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I was just like, oh, okay, that's signature.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have.
Okay.
Did you get anybody that didn't like the idea that, or that was kind of argumentative at all about it or not?
No, I just got people who say they would come back later because they're like apprehensive of what they're signing for. Like, it's just to get it on the ballot. It's not to pass it or anything.
Right.
But they're still kind of apprehensive. So I got a couple of those people.
And going back to the emails regarding the meeting tonight, I know there's been troubles and people haven't got the emails. We've been taking the emails off the list and using them. So if you know people that don't get the emails and want to join, they can email that. Do you know what the actual email is?
sdea.sdsu@live.com.
Or just email it back or forward, or you guys can forward the emails and we can get them on the list. Our bullying form?
On November 7th, the AAFCS and SCLA, along with SNEA, we're putting on a bullying forum, and it's at 7 o'clock in Rotunda G. We're going to have, like, a lot of guest speakers, and we don't know exactly who the guest speakers will be, but last year we had two of the middle school counselors and one, the DARE cop, came from Brookings County, and so just come and check it out. It's for everyone, so.
So going back to those of us that will be student teaching, the SNEA, some of the benefits regarding it, Kayla will discuss.
All right, where should we start? Basically, if you do decide that you want to become a member, it's $38 in dues. That's your state, local, and national dues, I guess. You can either fill it out on here, when you do this, it is important that you put your social security number and you sign it and date it, otherwise it doesn't get processed, apparently. You can do that here and give it to us, and we'll forward it on, or you can do it online as well, at the SCA website. It's totally up to you. Those dues will last for the entire year, and then as an SNEA member, you can go to, like last spring we had some of them, or last summer I guess, some of us went to like a national conference, and so that's an option if you're a member. Also, there's a bunch of different discounts that you get, like sometimes it's enough to like even like recoup the fees that you paid in there, like at Barnes & Noble, some tons of different stuff like that, and you can see this all online as well. And then kind of the main thing that she was kind of alluding to was the liability insurance. So when you're out in the classroom, you're just always, the chance. And so you have to have liability insurance when you're student teaching. And so this will cover that as well. So your fees will include that. So you don't have to worry about getting that elsewhere.
The liability insurance, it covers anything. So if you take like your laptop to class, like if you're a student teaching, you take your laptop to class and you drop it, or a kid pushes it off your desk or something, your computer would be covered. They'd cover it. Or if, heaven forbid, you're left alone in the classroom with the students and one of them says that you did something to them, SNEA would have your back for up to $1 million for each case. So as long as you're a member, SNEA will have your back. And they'll hire you lawyers and they'll hire you anything that you'd ever need if you ever needed it.
And like once you become a teacher, there's like, this is the student chapter, and then like as you become a teacher, you can join the actual
NEA
chapter.
And you get all of your money back that you paid to be a member. So if you start paying now, you get all of your money back when you actually do become a teacher, which is really cool.
They give you a discount for all the years that you were a student member.
Even just the resources that they send you, like you can get emails if you want or articles. They'll send you magazines, information in the mail regarding discounts or local places. Resources are good for classes too. I use a lot of those.
They give you sites to lesson plans, so you can go and get lesson plans online. And also they have a place where you can, not the content praxis, but the praxis that you'll take while you're student teaching, they have study guides for that praxis too, as well. So, and those are free for us, where the other students that aren't members probably wouldn't get one. So, which is kind of scary because I'm taking my praxis soon, so I'm a little nervous.
This bookmark has the website on it for, so everybody, make sure you take one of those, because that's free. Even if you're not a member, you can go to the NEA website and get free lesson plans. Every content area, every grade level. So it's a good resource.
It's a great thing to become a member of. I mean, I've been a member for 3 years now. And the benefits alone that you can get, like, you get 10% off all hotels. And I stayed at a lot of hotels this summer for work. So I got 10% off every time I stayed at a hotel. If you stay 3 nights at a Best Western, you get a free night, too.
Woo! They send you a new card each year?
I don't think so.
I haven't gotten my card ever, though. I just did it.
You'll get a little card, so like if you go into, I know New York & Company is one of them. If you go into New York & Company and show your little card, they'll give you the discount there. And Target, if you show your card at Target, they give you 10% off at Target, too. So.
Really?
Yes. And going on with that, we always host last year was our first year. We hosted a student conference here, and we are going to do it again here at South Dakota. There's some things. The Secret Garden really helped a lot with, who's the lady that
Donna
you...
DeCray.
Donna. Yep, she had a lot to do with it. There's a lot of planning involved, and so we would like to get more leadership positions filled. So we have publicity open and service project open.
So for this thing, what we did last year at the conference is we had a service learning project at
Hillcrest
Elementary School. And they have this little section of their, in between the school that's open space, but they didn't have anything there. It was just kind of empty. And so they've kind of transformed it into what they call the Secret Garden. And so what we did is we took some of our funds, we got some grants, we took some of our chapter money, and we kind of helped them decorate it, spruce it up a little bit more. And then we also bought them tools so they can work in the garden. A lot of these students were having to share. So we bought them gloves because some of the kids don't really want to get dirty. Shovels, little diggers.
Trowels. We got little gloves.
They're all little kid size. They're really cute.
They were cute.
But just stuff so that they can work in there, and it was really fun because we had our whole chapter there and then chapters from around the state as well, and it was a really fun project.
So it was quite kind of like the kickoff of our whole conference, and then it was kind of a two-day thing. Like, we did that on the Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Saturday we had the conference with a bunch of different, like, guest speakers. Like, we had administrators come, and they'll kind of tell you, like, what they're looking for in interviews and little tips like that. I can't even think of. FCCLA did something as well. We just had a bunch of different, like, presentations that future teachers, and then, like she said, people from across the state came to it. So we're trying to make it kind of it's a pretty big thing every year. So
what we're kind of looking for is somebody to just kind of help print posters when we're having meetings and we're talking about that kind of stuff. So if you're into public relations or anything like that, this might be a good thing to get involved in. And also just someone to work with whoever we do the service project with this year. It's just kind of setting up dates, and you're kind of the liaison between the school that we're going to work with and our chapter.
You know, I'm wondering, and this is something I hadn't mentioned earlier, but I'm just wondering now that you mentioned that service project, and we haven't made any contacts with the school yet or a location of where we might serve. Does anybody have any ideas on that? Is there any, typically it would be with a local school, but just something that you're aware of, a need that we could say, okay, here's our spring service project. I thought about, you know, contacting Donna DeCry again from Hillcrest, but it seems to me like maybe there's another school, you know, too, so we could spread it around a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
And she might have more information on what other schools are needing.
She might, yeah. So if you're aware of anything, or, you know, if you're at a school and people are talking about something like that, why don't you just kind of let me know? Because I think we should start pursuing what people need and would like. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be, you know, spruce up a library or painting or, you know. It's March 30th and 31st, so you never know about the weather. You have to have something that could maybe be inside, too.
I don't know if at all, like, the library, this isn't anything, like, just saying the library, because, like, the library's contacting me, like, because to do, like, we do, like, our science group, like, do presentations there, but I don't know if they'll have, like, something that they could be another opportunity besides a school, too, but I don't know.
I can email the lady I worked with at Camelot last year.
It'd be interesting.
I mean, they're kind of a new school, but.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool to do something with the Children's Museum, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she also, I talked to her, and she's like, they have a bunch of, maybe just as a group, but different volunteer opportunities that she's going to contact me if they ever need volunteers for things, so if I hear from her, I'll.
With that, talking to Rich a while back, we have, for the SDEA, we have budget, we have money to throw around a little more, as he said. So at our conference, we were thinking about electing a student who is in SNEA to go to the 2011 NEA Student Connections Conference. And I'm going to that. It's November 3rd through the 6th.
Where's it at?
In Houston, Texas.
Sweet.
It's
soon.
It's over hobo days.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But they will pay room, board, or your room, your flight, the entrance fee. But so it's an option. Do we want?
So it's gonna be a year from now.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, you know.
Yeah, it would be.
What?
In the spring, we'll like.
Is that something that we want to offer that, to use money towards that? To.
Is this kind of like what happened this summer, or what goes on?
Yeah. Well, like. Some of the SDA students attended Tiffany, but she got elected, so she's president. So it wouldn't have to be someone getting elected for a position. It could be anyone from our local chapter, anyone attending that shows interest or would like to.
So just a delegate to that. Okay.
Because they'll still pay the way of students who are elected.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So you want to do someone that's not elected?
Yep.
Because they're already... I don't know. You guys, you went to Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got like, did you seem like you got a lot out of that? Or you can kind of tell what you...
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was kind of a... Our little conference was just kind of like I seemed like, or to me it seemed like that was local. And then going to Chicago, it was just crazy to see everybody there. There was somebody there from every state. We exchanged pins and everyone just walking around and they had pins everywhere. But we attended breakout sessions. We listened to speakers. Our service project, we went to a local school in Chicago. It was so run down. But there were so many students there and they had so many grants that we were able to restore the whole school. It didn't even look the same. People were painting, landscaping, replacing chalkboards.
Wow.
Yeah, dry erase.
Do you have pictures of any of that?
Yeah, I do. I'll make a...
That would be really neat to see.
Yep. It was really fun to go to, and it was interesting to see people from all over. And then some of the breakout sessions, you discuss issues and teaching and just relate to one another. And it was crazy because some of them were from like Tennessee or Florida and all over.
And you went to Kayla.
I didn't go. Ashley
did.
Ashley went.
Yep. It was more of bonding time for us. And yeah. It was fun. Is there anything else that we need to bring up as new business? Should we decide on a day and time for our next meeting? Because I know Wednesdays didn't work for a lot of people. But...
Do we want to try to go back to Tuesday then, are you saying, or?
I can do whatever. Whatever everyone's open to.
She has
to.
No life.
Aww.
I have life. Busy.
Ouch. Okay. Well, Wednesday. Should we try Tuesday then? Or, what are you thinking?
Does anyone else, besides Kara, have any of the signing sheets? Because I know that they'll want them in before, like, the 24th. So I didn't know if people had sheets, if we need to set a...
Petitions.
Yeah, petition.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wait, they want them in, but we're tabling on the 25th.
I'm sure he'll...
Well, we can take them in after that, but, like, round up all of ours.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a petition out here besides Kara?
I do.
Do you have one? Okay. Do you have envelopes to mail them back in?
Yep.
I've got a return envelope with the stamp on it.
I have one.
You do.
Okay. Does anyone have like a preference? Like, Kara, do you have a specific day that works better, worse?
Tuesdays.
You like Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Okay. Tuesday it is. Any of you guys have dreams about today? About
she's already proclaimed Tuesday.
Like
that works the best.
We want to stick to like this, like a second or a third or whatever Tuesday of a month, and so it can just be set,
just
and
two.
You just know, so
yeah.
You don't have to.
So we're on the 18th. So what would that be?
So should we go
that's the
out
third.
To November?
So
or
like November 15th is the third Tuesday in November.
Yeah.
Want to do that?
November 15th. What
time? It's 7. Is that late, early? I don't know what people have.
Do you like later meetings or earlier meetings? Do you
seven.
Care?
7
is
seven.
Good.
Okay.
Kara?
Yeah, that's okay.
Good.
Making sure.
So November 15th at 7.
Do we want to have even like down at Jackson and buy pizza for everybody that comes or something like that? I mean, do you like to do that? Or
do you really want to?
Yeah.
Mary, you can talk us into that.
I won't say no. That's for sure.
Going back a little bit with the conference, we wrote a grant last year. I didn't help with it personally. Were you helping with it? And that would have to be in by November 1st, so I don't know if any of you would like to help out with writing a grant. Mary's willing to work Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, get together and We have one from last year, so it just has to be updated and touched up a little bit.
Yeah, this would be an opportunity for somebody that would like to say, I want to know about grant writing, and we could kind of look at what we've already got in place and then see what needs to be updated. So I would think, you know, even an hour or something like that would be great, plenty of time. And I would be willing to work with several people. Steph's already interested in working on Thursday on it late afternoon. So it's just kind of one of those professional development opportunities. If anybody else wants to jump in on that and would like to let me know, then I would be glad to have your input and your help with a grant. It seems to me like one of the requirements for the foundations people is you're supposed to come away with some names of officers. So maybe we should make sure we get that done.
Poor guy.
And kind of maybe even just tell a little bit about yourself, you know, your major and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Who's the foundations teacher?
Catherine Berlini.
She's new.
Yeah, because she's new and she's a ball of fire, let me tell you.
The guy. Are you still doing family relations?
Human relations.
I'm Andrea. I'm the new president, and I was in charge publicity last year, helping. I think that was my. I'm a senior family consumer science education major, and I have been part of SNEA since my sophomore year.
And that was the first year we had it because we were just starting up again. So we've really only been a year and a half. This is our third year running.
And it's really not that big of a time commitment. It gets busy cramming towards the end when the conferences are, but it's really good to have and to write down, and you get a lot out of it.
Where are you from?
Sioux Falls.
Which school?
Roosevelt.
What's your address?
Okay. Mother's maiden name? Okay.
Birthday, social security number?
No.
My name is Stephanie Fisher, and I am co-vice president right now. I was the president last year. Holy, that's so weird that they're writing it down. Is this what being a teacher feels like?
I'm just kidding.
What do you say?
Two plus two is chair. Just kidding. I'm studying political science, secondary education, and I also have a minor in journalism. This is my third year. I was also one of the founding members.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. And I'm from Sisseton, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what you need to tell about Steph? You need to tell about going to Pierre last January.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did you organize for us?
Last January we went to Pierre. Was it February? Anyways, doesn't really matter what day it was. But we went to the legislative session last year, a couple of us. And that's when the governor was talking about that cut to education. And we actually got to go in and talk to legislators and sit in on a bunch of the different education committees. And just kind of see them trying to work through the problems that we were having with education at that time, trying to find different ways to not take money from education, which was really cool to see. And I think we got a point across, and they got to actually see the faces of the people they were affecting. Because we're not just teachers, we're trying to get into the profession, and I think they could see why we wanted to be teachers and all that stuff. So that was a really cool trip, and I hope we can go back again this year.
We should. Definitely we should. And we kind of sponsored that, too. I don't think that cost too much out of pocket.
No, because I think it was us and the Students Association that kind of worked through it.
And SDEA supported me, too, I think, a little bit.
I'm Matt Robinson. I'm the secretary, so I don't speak a lot. I'm a history education major. I'm from Harrisburg, just south of Sioux Falls, and went to Harrisburg, South Dakota school system, so it's a really cool name there. But yeah, junior, doing this for a year now. This is the first year doing it. And see, I know you're being recorded.
would be nice.
There you go.
All right, cool. I'm Kayla. I'm a junior. I'm from Spirit Lake, Iowa. It's my second year, I guess, of doing this. It is weird. And I'm the secretary. No, I'm not. I'm the treasurer. He's the secretary. I'm sorry. And is that all we have to tell about?
Where are you from?
Spirit Lake. Listen, please. If you were taking notes.
Secretary's job.
They're doing it. Okay, go ahead.
My name is Bailey Schilder. I am also co-vice president with Stephanie because I'm leaving in the spring to go student and teach. And so Ashley will be here. And so, yeah, Stephanie is too. And Ashley will be here. She's in Spain right now and she'll be our vice president. And I was also one of the founding members and went to Peer with Stephanie on that trip, and it was really, really cool, really interesting. And I'm from Falkton, South Dakota, which is a tiny little town up north. And I'm a senior, yeah. And family and students.
Am I not important to introduce myself?
Please do,
okay.
Yes.
This is the first time I've ever been to such a meeting. Yeah. And I'm Katie Schilder, Bailey's cousin. Also from Falkton, and I'm a family consumer science education major, sophomore.
Wow. Did your cousin talk you into this?
Yep.
Just like
way to go.
I wrote it in their planner and I said,
way
be there.
Go. Good for you.
I'm Karen Peters from Madison, South Dakota. I'm a sophomore. I'm thinking of joining, I'm going to join SNDA.
Better.
Yeah.
We need people to take over. Everyone's going to be graduating.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
going to
be gone again.
Uh-huh.
And elementary education.
I'm Gavin
O'Brien.
I'm from
Yarmouth, South
Dakota.
I'm
a junior. I'm going to join the early
childhood education major. Nice. I'm Shane Holmquist. I'm a music education major, junior from Rapid City, South Dakota.
Do you know Tyler Holmquist?
Yep, he's my brother.
Very well.
I'm an intern in Peer with him.
Yeah.
he's in Afghanistan. Don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, wow. Are you instrumental or vocal?
Instrumental.
Instrumental? What's your instrument?
Percussion.
Okay. Are you in the pride?
Yes.
Can you play? What percussion?
Cymbal?
Snare drum. Oh, I don't know. I was getting to school.
Cymbal would have been cooler, but I'm just kidding.
I'm Kyle Webb. I'm from Belfour, South Dakota, and I'm a history education major.
Do you know Kelsey Webb?
That's my sister.
Stop being
Kelsey.
Stop.
She gets around.
Creepy.
I just know everyone.
I'm Sydney Creepy. I'm a family consumer science education major, and I'm from Sunnyvale, Wyoming.
I don't know you.
Leave it to Seth.
Chase Jameson. I'm a music ed major as well, percussion, snare drum, pretty much the same guys in. Junior from Mitchell.
Nice. I'm Caitlin Hebb. I'm from Brandon, South Dakota. Sorry, by the way, guys. And a senior music ed major, and I'm a drum major for the pride. And I play trumpet.
I knew I'd be a senior
cool.
somewhere.
It's creepy. Very cool.
So, are you guys going to come to the next meeting?
Yep. They've got it written in their notes. Cool. All right.
It's good to have you.
Thank you. Makes us look. Are we done?
Any other business or something?
Sweet.
Thanks.
Yeah, make sure you're signing up over there. Make sure you're picking up any of that material that you can use.